Good morning, everybody. We're Graham Forks' Best Source. On the show today, John Falk and Jeff Carl from Hometown Hero Outdoors. This is going to be an awesome little conversation we have with these two gentlemen today. Show today, by the way, brought to you by Thunder Rays Auto Repair, the new auto repair shop in Grand Forks. Yeah, Thunder Rays Auto. Thunder Rays, I tell you what, they do it all. General auto repair, oil changes and maintenance, brakes and suspension, fuel and ignition diagnostics, engine and tranny work. And you know what? Thunder Rays loves working on hot rods and muscle cars. Got to stop by there. And you know what else? You're not going to drop dead when you get that bill either. Call or schedule an appointment online at thunderrays.com or call them up 701-757-0287. Or you can check out Thunder Rays Auto Repair on Facebook too. There is a new auto repair shop in town, Thunder Rays Auto, 2315 North Washington Street in Grand Forks. Check it out. Man, they do great stuff over there. If you have any questions for myself or John or Jeff, make sure you call or text us. Our phone number here at GFPS, 701-213-0863. 701-213-0863. And before we get going, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. What do you get when four men go fishing and one comes back not catching anything? What do you get when four men go fishing and one comes back without catching anything? Three men and a baby. Katie, what'd you think?
It's funny because I've actually heard of that one before, but I mean those late nights on the boat.
Yeah. Right? I think my neighbor steals jokes from people. I don't know. John Falk, Jeff Carl, welcome to the show. How are you guys?
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, what'd you think of that joke?
That was actually probably the second best joke I haven't heard.
Second best. First off, before we get talking about Hometown Hero Outdoors, John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is John Falk. I was born and raised in southern Wisconsin, just outside of Madison. Family of five. Joined the military right outside of high school. I've been in now for 20 years. Stationed a little bit everywhere across the U.S. and been around the world a few times. This is my second time being stationed here in Grand Forks, and I currently live in Larimar with my family.
By the way, thank you for what you do. We appreciate the hell out of you.
We do it.
Jeff Carl, tell us about yourself.
So my name is Jeff Carl, born and raised here in Grand Forks. Lived in Nevada for about 7 years, came back. Got a wife of 18 years. She's a teacher in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
A couple girls going through the school system. Work at PS Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a veteran of the National Guard, Army National Guard.
And we thank you too, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, let's find out about Hometown Hero Outdoors. What is it? I mean, if nobody's heard of it, I mean, I have, but what is it?
So Hometown Hero Outdoors is an organization that's a nonprofit. We take veterans, current military, law enforcement officers, and we kind of do what we call recreational therapy,
mm-hmm.
outdoor therapy with them. We get them outside, whether it's we do hunting, we do fishing, camping, foraging, four-wheeling, anything to get them outside. And then we also bring in a group of people that it's not the same people you hang out with every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people in your corner bar. It's not your neighbor, right? These are other people that have been in the same situations or have the same background as you, and it kind of creates an environment where you can talk about stuff and you can open up and you can just get out and do different things, right? And that's what we're trying to do here.
So all nonprofits have what they call a mission.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be your mission right there, kind of in a nutshell?
Yeah, that's the mission, is to get people out, get like people out, and kind of provide an area where they can go and do stuff with other people.
Now, how long has Hometown Hero Outdoors been around?
It was founded in 2017 by a group of military veterans and law enforcement in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Started in Minnesota and has branched out to all these other states. We have North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Montana, and Iowa. And we're growing.
So now who all do you take on these trips? Are they ex-servicemen, servicemen, law enforcement, all the above?
All of the above. You can be National Guard, Air Reserve, Air Guard, active duty. You could have been in the Korean War, the Vietnam War. You could have got out 2 days ago. You can be law enforcement at the local level, at your city level. You can be law enforcement at the county level, the state level, Border Patrol, it's open to everybody, mm-hmm. whether you're working now or you've worked in the past. That's the demographic we have.
So how did you guys get involved then with Hometown Hero Outdoors? Did you read about it, you hear about it, and you decided, wow, this is something we really need to get involved with?
So I actually got selected for a trip back in 2016-17 with Operation Muskie. And they do the same thing. They take a couple of veterans out, and we went muskie fishing on, where were we that weekend? Leech Lake. And a young man by the name of Alan Larimore was there that day. Mm-hmm. And Chris Ehrman happened to be around there. And they were in the same group that we were in. Well, Alan was stationed in Grand Forks days after I left the first time, right? And we just kind of had mutual friends and talked for a while. And a couple months later, Alan calls me. And he's like, hey, I have this opportunity. We're branching out into North Dakota. This is what it is. It's called Hometown Hero Outdoors. And I liked what they did. I've always been supportive of anything that gets mm-hmm. people out and gets people together and gets people talking. And I said, well, send me some more information. And so a couple of phone calls, and it happened to be the guy who brought me on to staff was Chris Ehrman, who I had met through that previous trip, mm-hmm. actually. It was a really good time. I came on. I went on one or two trips. I've now done a handful of trips and set up people and brought in some new staff members, not only here in North Dakota, but in other states that we've branched out to from relationships that I've made through my career.
You know, was it last year, the Red River Valley Catfish Club, we were lucky enough to take a group of Hometown Hero people with us. I think we had 19 of them out there, but how fun was that?
I wasn't able to be on that one.
Okay.
I had prior commitments once he set it up, but that was 2 years ago.
Okay, last, 2 years ago.
Last year, you guys gave me the opportunity to bring a new member with
me. That's what it was, yes, okay. And you know, these guys, a lot of them have never done something like catfishing before. You hear about it, you read about it, and it's funny because most people I know that are fishermen that have never catfished, it's like they have that, they give you that look like, that doesn't interest me. Wait till you catch that first one 15 pounds and over, and you, the smile never goes off their face. I mean, it's crazy fun. Now, you guys don't just take people fishing. What else do you do?
Hunting, backpacking, camping, foraging, anything that has anything to do with the outdoors.
What's the farthest trip you've taken, and what did you do?
So the farthest trip I've taken is taking people to Lake of the Woods. We did an ice fishing trip up there. As far as Hometown Hero Outdoors, they sourced and did they've done two really big trips. One, they took a select group of vets, and this was a you apply type one. This wasn't mm-hmm. a random drawing. And they took them out to Vancouver, Canada, and they went halibut fishing and salmon fishing for a couple of days. Two, there is an officer who was injured in Minnesota, Eric Madsen, and they funded through Hometown Heroes to take him to Alaska to go sea duck hunting.
Wow.
Right? It's an incredible story. There's an actual documentary coming up about it here. It'll be on our Facebook page as far as Hometown Heroes and the website.
Now, so, you talk about the police officer that was wounded. Some of these people, you know, their injuries are going to stay with them. You consider them handicapped or whatever you want, but those people are also eligible, and you'll just figure out a way to make it work.
That's right. That's right. There is no reason to turn somebody down to get outside with us. No. We will do what we need to. We've made accommodations for people that have been in wheelchairs to get into boats, mm-hmm. people with service dogs to come along. There's been hunts where they've specifically set up hunts for the people that are in different situations
sure.
than the normal guy.
Yeah. For example, this year out in Minot, there was an older gentleman. I don't remember if he was Korea or World War II, but he was an older gentleman veteran. And he got lucky enough to draw his first deer tag in years.
Oh, wow.
And his wife reached out to us because, you know, this is going to be one of his last opportunities to do it. And, you know, he had some mobility issues mm-hmm. and some mental issues, but, you know, our staff out there lined up land for him, lined up a blind for him to hunt, took him out. Unfortunately, didn't harvest a deer, but he got to go, and he had a great time. Mm-hmm. Summer rolled around. He wanted to go fishing. Same guy lined up a pontoon, got him out there, got him on some fish on Lake Sakakawea.
Oh, for cool. And I never thought of that, but, you know, to take somebody fishing or a group fishing, a lot easier. I mean, you know, you got to get the boats and all that stuff, but you don't need permission to get on the water. But I suppose if you're going to take somebody hunting, that's got to be quite the task itself, just trying to be able to get some land to hunt, because it's less and less people are getting, you know, they're not letting people hunt their land. So I how hard is that to do, to find a piece of good land where you can take these guys hunting?
It isn't the easiest thing in the world. For some of these situations, like the man in Minot, it just posted on Facebook and it got shared and shared and shared and shared. And all of a sudden somebody was like, shoot me a message. Let me talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard what we had to say and we were genuine about it. He's like, I got a spot. Call nice. Me. Come yeah. on out. He had the blind and everything for him.
Wow.
But there's a lot of outfitters, ranches, different guide services that really, really jump in for this stuff. They donate their time, their service. They'll discount certain trips for us to help us out. Additionally, we've had businesses contact us and be like, I'd like to sponsor a trip.
Oh.
And they will not only pay for the cost of the four members to go with, they'll join on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
It's their sponsored trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And different companies have done that across the time. And additionally, HHO has a couple of chunks of property here, there, I mean, all over through the different states that we have access to that
okay.
we open up and say, hey, who wants to hunt on X time?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to come out and fish?
It's not like our property, but we have
right.
people have access
granted
to
us mm-hmm. access.
How does Hometown Hero, how are you guys funded? I mean, you must have a bunch of fundraisers or, you know, hopefully, like you mentioned, the businesses. But how do you guys get your funding? Because none of this stuff that you're doing with these people is cheap.
Yeah, no, nothing. Everything comes at a cost. There's a couple of different ways. One is sponsorships. Just different businesses that jump in and sponsorship, and there's different levels of sponsorships. You can, like I said, sponsor a hunt, sponsor a trip for fishing. We've had people jump in and say, oh my gosh, you're taking these people fishing. Here's your coffee. Here's your food for the weekend. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's great for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I got a Devil's Lake trip coming up in the coffee shop in Devil's Lake. Saw it and said, I want to give you guys coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. Then there's different people who are like, we're the DAV here in Grand Forks. Every year calls us up and says, hey, we love what you're doing. Thanks for getting some of our members out. Come see us. We'd like to sponsor you. We'd like to cut you a donation check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say that both the DAV and the VFW here in Grand Forks, the local ones, have been very instrumental in supporting us.
Yeah.
In our mission.
You ever get hooked up with Mike Dobmeyer at the DAV?
No, I have not.
Okay, great guy. When he comes back from Florida, I'll make sure we introduce All you right. to him. I've been trying to get him out of the catfishing boat, but I think he's too spoiled with the Florida fishing. I'm looking at some of the things that you have done. Again, we mentioned the catfishing on the Red, duck opener for four members, wheelhouse trips to Lake of the Woods and Devil's Lake. You mentioned the halibut fishing out of Vancouver, Alaska, offshore fishing in Florida, deer and turkey hunts, duck and goose hunts, musky trips. You got some upcoming trips. You mentioned Devil's Lake, ice fishing on the for sturgeon on the St. Croix River. Yeah. How cool would that be?
Oh, I guess it's a ride. I need to get down there one of these times. But there's a Backwater Anglers that's mm-hmm. down there that helps us. If I might be wrong on who helps us. But, yeah, they're taking 20 members out February 6th. They're going to go out in there on ice shacks, drill a little bit larger than normal
yep.
holes set up, and they will ice fish for sturgeon through the ice. Again, they'll have dinner provided for whoever comes, soft drinks, anything other than that. When you come to one of these, we say, okay, we have all this provided. It's your job usually to take care of a fishing license.
Yep.
Or
yep.
make sure you have a hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going on a pretty longer, extravagant trip, we'll help with some of the travel expenses.
Sure.
Or the license expenses, but yeah, the sturgeon one's pretty good. They do a summer one too, where they again 20 guys take them out on the St. Croix and they go sturgeon fishing.
Wow,
it's a pretty big trip.
I see you got a wheelhouse trip on Lake of the Woods coming up. Who helps you out with that one?
So the wheelhouse trips are, it's the individual house owners that are helping us.
Okay,
out with that, right. So we reach out to the different house owner groups that are out there, and you know it's individuals. volunteering their houses for, you know, to host two or three
mm-hmm.
individuals they don't know.
Yeah.
The feedback that we've gotten from those trips, they want to do it every year.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great time.
Oh, it is.
Now, this year, we did it last year on Devil's Lake. This year, with the COVID and just keeping everybody separate, we decided, you know, I didn't know how many volunteers we'd have, mm-hmm. bringing strangers into their house. So we're going to do day houses. We're
yep.
just going to do a one-day thing out of day houses. Each member that is selected can bring a plus one, and they're going to have their own house. So we're just keeping everybody separate. They're going to have a lunch.
Yeah. You know, you don't think something like a pandemic would mess with stuff like this, especially, you know, almost a year later. But
we had to actually pause all trips for a month.
Oh, man.
It got really bad there, and we're back on, and we're doing. But it has changed how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're figuring it out. We got some pretty smart people on our staff.
Now, do you guys just have that many friends when it comes to finding, like, these two-man fish houses all over? Or do you rely on social media or a little of both?
So a little bit of both. This Devil's Lake trip that's coming up, that's going to be the weekend of February 6th as well, I believe.
February 6th, we're going to go out of East Bay Campground.
Okay.
Yeah, they helped us out last year with help with plowing roads for the ice up for the wheelhouses and mm-hmm. all that. So this year we're going to go ahead and rent their day houses from them.
That's so nice.
And a lot of it's friendships, relationships that you've made with people that run beautiful things like Grand Forks Best Source, so you can get those guys to help you out once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some of it's just pounding pavement or somebody mentioning it to you. Hey, so-and-so has this. You should ask them a question.
The Grand Forks Air Force Base Sportsman Club is a great place.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And, you know, whenever you guys have got these events coming up, make sure, you know, give me a couple, you know, a week's notice or a couple week notice, because we'll bring you guys back in here many times. But now I want to talk about your yearly banquet.
Yeah.
What is all involved with your banquet? It sounds like it'd be a great time.
John, have you ever been to one?
I have not been to one.
So I went to the last year's for the first time, and it was a blast. They did it at Appledorn's Resort on Mille Lacs.
Oh.
This year, we're going to move it to the airfield in St. Paul, but we've decided to do virtual.
Okay.
So what that banquet entails, whether virtual or not, you're going to have a huge silent auction. We have our yearly raffle that we're doing right now. With over $40,000 in prizes, a boat, a four-wheeler, banks, hunting blind, all sorts of stuff. And it's our major fundraiser for the year, really is what it is.
So are there businesses that help you out with this fundraiser then? I mean, you mentioned boats and all that. And feel free to mention any of these businesses that help Hometown Hero.
Certainly. So we're still gathering our sponsorships for the banquet, and there's different levels that you can get. There's going to be one main banquet sponsor. And then below that, you know, different levels of mm-hmm. sponsorship, and they'll come with different things like swag boxes or tickets for next year's event. When hopefully it's not virtual. This is really a good way to test out the virtual, because spreading out into all these different states, we're trying to figure out how to bring everybody into the banquet. Not everybody can travel to Minneapolis,
sure.
or say Western North Dakota, Colorado, whatever. So maybe next year we can do each individual, have a smaller remote mm-hmm. satellite banquet, live feed into the new one. There's all sorts of things we're thinking about doing, and this is a good way to test it out.
Wow. How many people do you think, and you don't have to give me the number right outright, but since this evolved in 2017, how many of these Hometown Heroes have been on these trips? I mean, there's got to be a lot now.
Yeah, so we actually keep pretty good numbers of the number of hours we volunteer, the number of people we take, the different trips we take, who's helped us out, and try and say thanks to those people at the end of the year. But we're just over 2,100 people that have gotten out on our trips so far with HHO.
Well, that is nice. Now, it says there's a public page where you can comment on your website, but what I wanted to mention or ask you about, all members are screened to ensure their eligibility and help keep the anonymity of law enforcement members, which makes sense to me. He might have an undercover cop or something, and he probably doesn't know what he wants, you know, that anybody wants to know who he is. But what does it mean when you screen them? What do you look for?
So if you're looking to become an actual member to participate in these trips, you'll look up Hometown Hero Outdoors on Facebook, and there's a public page, and then there's the private page, and you're kind of looking for the private page. When you click join, it's going to ask you a series of questions. What did you do for serving? Are you in the military? Are you in law enforcement? What years were you were? And do you enjoy the outdoors? And that comes in and it gets looked at by our staff. They assess your question answers, whether you're A or B, and then you're brought in. Again, we're not blasting what you do to everybody. You guys are coming into us. It's pretty private. Our trips now, like the February 6th wheelhouse trip, the Sturgeon trip that's coming up, what we do is we post out on there.
Mm-hmm.
We say, hey, here's a trip announcement. February 6th, we're going to do a day house trip, Devil's Lake. come on out. We're going to bring six people, I think, for this one.
Six, yep.
And since this is a COVID era, you get your own day house, so bring a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your spouse, bring your child, bring your brother, bring somebody that's in your circle, right? And we still get to get people out. We're being safe about it, but we post up there, and then we say, okay, I want you to type in Devil's Lake Wheelhouse in the comments, and they start typing it in. It's gotten really big now. I think you're at 300 people in your trip.
Yeah, something like that.
Entered in right now, and we'll just figure out how many people are in there, assign them each a number, 1 through X, hit a random number generator, and pick the first six numbers that pop up.
Okay, okay.
And those are people that come. We also pick alternates for trips because, hey, life happens for everybody.
Right.
Right, and we get some people that drop out at the last minute, and then we have fillers that can come in. It's a really good time.
So if they didn't make it through that round or that trip, don't give up.
No.
Because you still might get a call. I also see that you're always looking for new members, donations, sponsors, land access, and contacts. What if somebody wants to be a member? What do they have to do?
If they were looking to become a member, that's the process to go to the page and hop in. If you're looking to contact us, you can just Google Hometown Hero Outdoors, and it'll bring you up to our main page. There's a sponsorship link on there. If you'd like to click on it, it'll tell you a little bit about us. We're a 501c. It'll get you in contact with the people that can help you, walk you through the sponsorship to make sure that you can get tax credit back for any donations that you make. If you're looking to do specific trips and you're in an area, they'll get you with a director. Like Jeff is our North Dakota state director. He'll find out what part of the state you're in, shoot you to the local staff member. The staff member, then you can work with somebody that's right in your backyard. If you're looking to help donate land, to donate trips, I have a boat that I want people to be able to use on once in a while. You're working with somebody local. It's not somebody across the country. We have 11 staff members here in North Dakota. They cover most of the range across the state. That's how you get a hold of us, though, is to go to that page and look up. And there's this just straight donate button. If you want to just donate 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever, you can click on there and donate right online.
And if somebody is to donate, I mean, I know this is a lot of work for you guys, and it's a lot of great work. But you guys do this for free. You don't get any money for doing this. This is all 100% volunteer, isn't it?
I was going to tack on to what John was saying. It's very important to say that everything that we bring in goes back into the organization. There is not one salary that is taken by any staff member. 100% volunteer.
So a lot of times, I'm guessing it probably costs you a little something to do this, too.
It costs you a little something.
Which is not, you know.
No, it's not. And let's jump back to... two summers ago, we did the Hometown Heroes here with the Red River Catfish League, right?
Mm-hmm.
We brought 19 guys out. The league, everybody was excited to donate their time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The boats were. It wasn't a way night. It was like, let's go fish night. 19 guys. We had one service member who had a dog with. We had a guy who couldn't get a babysitter, had to bring his daughter with.
Mm-hmm.
She got to fish.
Yep.
We have events. Like, we don't just have these drawing events. We have open events. We're like, show up.
Mm-hmm.
Come out. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And that one, Home of Economy here in town donated the stuff. We had people that showed up, donated all the food for it. The soft drinks. It's a big deal. And sometimes you got to pitch in to get a little gas to get here to there. And our time's the biggest thing that we donate.
But. And you know, again, getting back to that catfish trip, that was so fun. Every once in a while, I'll pull up my phone and I'll look at the pictures from that night. The looks on these people's faces, boy, you can sure tell that they had a blast doing it. I know the catfish members, we love doing this stuff because anytime you can turn somebody on to something like this beautiful fishery and waterway we have here in Grand Forks, we absolutely love to do it. Now, we're going to get off key here a little bit. There's a Larimore Ice Fishing Derby coming up, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, if you've maybe been putting off that remodel, or you know what, you're sick of looking at your bathroom or your kitchen or whatever, get a hold of Executive Properties. I tell you what, these guys do incredible work, and they do it all. I mean, right now, if you're looking at that new kitchen or bathroom, get a hold of them. How about doors or siding, cabinets, trim and tile? They do concrete. They do commercial and residential work. They'll take the time to listen to what you want done. And they're going to do it the way you want it done, and they're going to do it the right way. They've got a ton of experience. A guy named Barry Romo, you probably know him. He's been doing this forever. Barry Romo and that crew at Executive Properties, they're going to take care of you. They offer senior and referral discounts. They're willing to work with any budget, too. And we do have snow coming. So if you haven't heard, Executive Properties does snow removal, too. So for all your general contractor needs, call them up. Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. A great bunch of guys to work with. You can check out their website at executiveproperties.org. If you're not quite sure, look out there, check out the reviews on Facebook and Google and their website. They've got some great pictures of the work they've done. They're your one-stop company that can do it all, Executive Properties. I know these guys. If you need any of that kind of stuff done, get a hold of them right away. Here we are. We are back again now with Hometown Hero Outdoors, John Falk, Jeff Carl. We've talked about what Hometown Hero Outdoors does. Now, I know you're a Larimore guy. I know you're a fishing fanatic. You got this Larimore Ice Fishing Derby coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, the American Legion Post 97 out of Larimore every year hosts an ice fishing derby, and it's on Larimore Dam. This year it's going to be February 6th again, which seems to be a really popular day for stuff, day before the Super Bowl. It's going to be from 10 a.m., and fishing will be from 10 a.m. until 1, or I'm sorry, from 11 a.m. until 2.
Okay.
We've got a limited number of tickets, but there should be enough left over. You can buy them right at the top of the hill as you come in. Free admission for the dam that day. That's waived. So if you just want to come out and fish, you can. It's open to anybody. You can use your shacks. You can use your wheelhouse. You can use electronics, your cameras. Come out and fish. That's the big deal. So a couple things here. It's $10 for a ticket, and that gets you to be able to fish in the tournament, and then there's a raffle on the side.
Okay.
The raffle, we're giving away a Vexlar this year, a Strike Master Light Flight, or a Strike Flight, and an Otter Sled. So those are just kind of some stuff we're giving away. But the other big thing we're doing is kids stuff, right?
Yeah.
The more kids that come, the better it is for all of us that love the outdoors and to get kids in. So we're going to have a prize for every kid that's out there fishing that day. We're going to have prizes also for the top three fish in five different categories, walleye, bass, perch,
crappies,
and pike.
Okay.
And those are cash prizes. We pay back a good chunk of what we bring in for the tournament for those. But the kids stuff, every kid that comes out is going to get something out throughout the day. Now with COVID and the pandemic, we don't know how we're going to do this. The raffle is going to be afterwards at Willie's Bar in Livermore. But it's going to kind of limit how many people we can run in the door that day.
Sure.
So the kids that day come up to the weigh-in station. You're going to get your prize right there.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
We're going to make it easy for them.
Yep. Yep.
So you just come up and find me at the weigh-in station. We'll be parked out in the middle somewhere around, have a flag poster or the porta potties, and that's usually right where we are. We're a live release. Everything that comes to us, immediately we measure it, take your information, release it right there on the spot. I have tickets available. All the Legion members in Larimore have tickets available. And Willie's Bar in Larimore has got just a stack of tickets available as well.
Okay, so in a fishing derby like this, you only allowed one line.
No, you actually follow state guidelines.
Oh, wow.
So you can have up to four lines on the ice at a time per person. Children aren't going to need to have somebody fishing with the child will have to have a ticket for there.
Yep.
But that's it. We're following all state rules and guidelines. The state of North Dakota was nice enough to be able to allow us to have this.
So pandemic. Who punches all the holes in the ice then? Do you guys go ahead before that and do that, or is it up to the fishermen?
No, it's up to the fishermen to punch these holes. They can go anywhere they want on the lake. We're not restricting to a certain space. The dam's a pretty good size. I'm not sure we're going to allow people to drive on this year. We've been really warm. This has been the most amazing.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, it has. So we may limit it to foot traffic, ATVs, and snowmobiles only. So just be cautious of that.
Yeah.
If you're bringing something out, bring it out early. Oh, get yourself set
up. Somebody just perished up by Bemidji here just days ago. Their car went down, and now I know they're having trouble with the ice road again that they're trying to make up to the angle up there just because of all this warm weather. But, you know, if you don't like snow and you don't like moving snow and shoveling snow, it's been a great winter. But if you like snowmobiling, like, you know, you said you had just bought a sled, Jeff, and not a good year to own a snowmobile.
You can blame it on me.
Yeah, okay. If somebody wants to find out more, guys, about this Larimore Ice Fishing Derby, who do they get a hold of?
They get a hold of the Legion there in Larimore or call Willie's Bar. That's the central location for it. That's where the Legion in Larimore is run out of. They've got the tickets. They've got the rules and information and a couple extra flyers if you guys need anything.
And, you know, that's just a great reason to get up to the Legion in Larimore or Willie's Bar.
Perfect.
Go get yourself your ticket, right?
It is. Stop out. Hit up the small town. It's a beautiful day to get outside.
Hometown Hero Outdoors, what a great thing. I would imagine the fulfillment you guys feel at the end of a trip, at the end of the day, at the end of the year, is just got to be incredible. And for what you guys do, I mean, being in the Guards, being in the military, this is just something that's kind of wired into your brains, isn't it, doing stuff like this?
It kind of is. It's a brotherhood. I mean, you've heard it many times. It's your brother, your sister, everybody that comes through is family in the end.
Well, I know John's still in the military, but this is my way of continuing to give back and serve.
Mm-hmm. You guys keep up the good work. This is incredible. We want to be a part of this, too. So anytime you got something coming up, any way we can help, these fishing trips, it's a good reason for me to maybe get the heck out of town for a day or two, too, and get to go fishing, because it seems like I'm kind of stuck on the river all the time. But I need to get out. Hometown Hero Outdoors, again, website, phone number, anything if people want to find out more.
Yeah, hometownhero.org is the website, and you can look it right up on Facebook as well. That's what we have for you.
You guys are awesome. Right. Keep up the good work. And again, thank you for what you do. There you go. How about that? John Falk and Jeff Carl, Hometown Hero Outdoors. What a great organization. Special thanks today, by the way, going out to Brothers Firearms. You know, whether it's for sport, hunting, self-defense, Brother Firearm Shop has you covered. Check out their new location in the Grand Cities Mall. Brothers Firearm Shop buys, sells, trades, and services all makes and models of firearms. And you can check out their huge selection of accessories. Got a lot of guns in there, too. An NFA dealer. Brothers Firearms' knowledgeable staff can help you get the answers and products you are looking for. In fact, you can see their list of stuff and departments at brothersfirearmshop.us or call them up 701-757-2112. Oh, excuse me. Brothers Firearm Shop, they buy, sell, and trade new and used firearms right here in the Grand Cities Mall, just down the highway a little bit from us. Oh, boy. Don't forget, we are now on Amazon Music. Tell that smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast, and we're looking for your five-star reviews on Google, too. Boy, coming up tomorrow, Dirty Thursday, back-to-back John Seitz Memorial winner Aaron Turnbull joins the Bullring Boys. And then don't forget on Friday, our open house and our ribbon-cutting ceremony with the Chamber. That'll be at about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Live music from the Heat Seekers, and we're all heading over to BT's Zara Rumor Sports Bar and Casino for some sloppy joes and some cold ones. So we invite all of you to come on over to that thing on Friday. Hey, everybody, make sure you like, share, and tag us, okay? We're Grand Forks' Best Source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.